From the LiveX studios in New York City, Cheesehead TV brings you two guys who like to think they know something about football.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back to Packer Transplants Live. I am Aaron Nagler, and joining me, as always, is my co-founder here at Cheesehead TV, Mr. Corey Behnke. I'm coming to you live from the Cheesehead TV podcast studio here in New York City. Corey joins us live from Green Bay, Wisconsin, across the street from Lambeau Field. And we are ready to talk some Packers. What do we have on tap today, Corey?
Today, we take one last fun look at the wreckage of the Chicago Bears and then turn our gaze toward the Dirty Birds in Atlanta. But right now, it's time for the good, the bad, and the ugly. We got the good. We got
Jordan Love.
We got the bad. We got
touchbacks from the punter.
We got the ugly. We got
Bears fans. So many ugly-ass Bears fans who were all up in our mentions all off-season long, now wiping egg off their face. How you doing, Corey Behnke?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm loving what a game on Sunday, man.
Didn't know if you were going to make the show there, Corey.
Nagler, you knew I was going to make it. I've never not made it. Come on. Come on. It's still the best Packer transplants, okay? Ooh. I remember the most stressful Packer transplants ever of all time was when I was missing a tripod screw. It was back in the Inwood days. And I was missing a tripod screw for one of my cameras, and I was freaking out, and you were not helping me in the slightest because you're basically a Luddite. And I was just so annoyed at the world because I was, like, annoyed at myself and annoyed at everything. But you know what? We got a crack team here at LiveX, and they got us in good hands, and they know. I mean, Trevor wasn't worried, but I did get a little slack notification, like, hey, Corey, everything okay? You know, but it was still like, still no stress, you know, just being like, oh yeah, okay, all right, yeah. So here we are. And you know what? We're going to not use game footage anymore. We figured this out. So we're going to try to not do that. Now that the NFL's on YouTube, they don't like those kind of things, and they got partnerships and things, and we're just small. But we do have the hotness, so we're still keeping with the hotness tradition.
We got the hotness. We definitely have the hotness, regardless of what the NFL wants to do. Let's get to it. Let's hit the hotness. For the hotness. Oh, baby, this week. Oh my gosh. There were so many things you could take away from that game and label them hotness. But there is only one play, ladies and gentlemen. There is only one moment in this game that I could utilize as the hotness this week. And it's the throwback screen to Aaron Jones. Let's take a look at this thing. I mean, look at the motion and how it flows from left to right. And you're a defender. You're thinking, okay, oh, no, it's not a – it's a bootleg. Wait, no, it's not a bootleg. It's a throwback to Aaron Jones. And now look at Dobbs and Toure just assaulting the safety down the field. Like, we'll see the end zone angle here. Toure going in motion. I just love the way the whole defense is just completely flabbergasted. Look at that. Oh, it's a bootleg. I gotta do my safety, my zone drop. Oh, wait, no. Now it's a screen. Now look at Dobbs and Toure. Oh, that's so great. Everything about that, Corey, that is hot. That is what we call the hotness.
I like it. I like it.
That's got to be one of my favorite calls that Matt has made in his entire time in Green Bay. That is such a great play call.
Matt had a lot of – I saw Ben Fennell's tweet. Matt had a lot of looks for the NFL.
A lot going on. He was in his bag, as the kids like to say. No doubt about it. Let's get to some Packers news, shall we? The first one right off the bat is not a positive development, as the ex-coach used to say. Aaron Jones did not practice today after that very obvious hamstring issue that he suffered while scoring his second touchdown of the day against the Chicago Bears. Did not practice on Wednesday, was not even in attendance, not working off to the side, nothing. Matt was asked about it afterwards, said they'd give him the week and right up till game time, which usually means, yeah, he's not going to play. But we'll see. It's early in the week. We'll see how that develops throughout the week. Next up, we got Quay Walker and Christian Watson rehabbing on the side at practice. Quay is still in the concussion protocol, but it is a somewhat good sign that he's out there. Christian Watson did not participate, was rehabbing off to the side. Got to say, just total guesswork. That doesn't sound promising for week two in Christian Watson. But we'll see. Again, Thursday can come. It's usually their padded practice. Maybe he participates or at least is a limited participant tomorrow. But both Jones and Watson being out on Sunday in Atlanta, Corey, I don't love it. I'm not in love with this idea. That's all I'm saying.
But are we sure? I mean, yeah. I mean, we don't know.
No, but
it's going to be early. A game time decision early days. For everybody, right?
Yeah, most likely.
Even Christian Watson could play, right? He could technically play, right?
But just remember, last week, Coach said, "Oh, we're going to give Christian Watson the week," and then on Friday they declared him out. You know, it could very well we could get to Friday and both of these guys could be declared out. We'll see. And then, of course, there's the biggest news in the NFL, which is somewhat tangentially related and or is Packers news, which is Aaron Rodgers suffering an Achilles injury on Monday Night Football for the entire world to see after four total plays for the Jets. His season is over. Obviously, this means the Green Bay Packers will not be receiving a first-round pick from the New York Jets and will only get a second-round pick, which is fine. The most important thing here is Aaron Rodgers, his hopefully coming back, although, I mean, at age 40, off of an Achilles, that's a tall task. It's a tall task, but we'll see. Were you watching the game, Corey? I meant to ask you. We haven't talked about this. Were you watching Monday night?
I was not. I was very proud of where I was. I was actually at a it's hard to explain. It's basically like it was a Green Bay, Northeast Wisconsin group meeting of about 100 creatives talking about an arts council in Green Bay that we need to have so that we can bring more. There's actually 6,500 people who make their living off the arts, including the creative arts. So like people at LiveX are included with like visual artists and things. But right. Believe it or not, there's no real arts council here and there's no like leadership nonprofit. So very boring kind of administrative nonprofit-y type of stuff. But it was a 3-hour meeting going through surveys and you know, economic data and things like that. But just trying to bring more creatives to the region and keep the creatives that we have here in the region and have something for them to have. So that's where I was. My grandfather texts me and I didn't know what the hell he was texting me. He was like, "That was fast." And I was like, "What are you talking about?" And he was like, "Rodgers is down." And you know what? I hope Aaron Rodgers, it's really sad for him. And he's a legend and he is and always will be a Packers legend. And so, that's pretty much all I have to say about that. It sucks for the Jets.
I will say the Jets are the least of my concern. You know what I mean? Yeah, them and their fans.
I'm not concerned with anything. I mean, in some ways, it's like, you know, I don't know. I have a lot of things and perspectives about it, but the reality is, like, I never in my life want to see anybody get hurt in any way, shape, or form. It's always bad.
Absolutely.
I mean, even players like players that I think are, you know, kind of garbage players, like the Ndamukong Suhs of the world, or even Warren Sapp when he played, where I felt like he took Chad Clifton out of the game and those kind of things. I still would never wish ill of anybody. That's trash. I hope Aaron Rodgers comes back. I hope he comes back. He's great for the NFL. Clearly the NFL was banking on him being on being there this season. I will say for the young fans out there and some of you who only had Aaron Rodgers, you know, this is a young man's game and nothing proves it more than what just happened. And, you know, you know, the ability of the Packers to think long term is why we have historically had good teams in the last 30 years, and why we historically had bad teams for the 20 years before that, right? Short term thinking gets in your way when it comes to the NFL. You have to be thinking, how am I going to get younger tomorrow, and how am I going to use that to make my team better? And that's just the reality. And I think, you know, if anything, I feel like people should focus on that as a Packers fan, as far as, you know, what we have to do. We can't rest on our legacy and our laurels. We always have to be, it's kind of like in business, right? I always would say you have to be disrupting yourself all the time. And what that means is, it doesn't mean treating people like shit, by the way. Like, I think we should have kept Corey Linsley. I'll say that till the day I'm dead, right? But it means, you know, not holding on to the past and making sure you've got the future in the bank, right? And I think that's a huge, huge lesson that we should take away from Monday night.
Well, it's interesting. It's so funny you bring that up. I had a talk with Milt Hendrickson on the sideline during camp, and we were talking about the offseason. Very dramatic, obviously, especially from the outside looking in, where you don't really know anything. And Milt talked about how they always internally, like the personnel group, talk about wanting their sons and grandsons to be cheering for the Green Bay Packers. And I've never heard anyone say it, kind of put it quite that way. And I love that idea. And it's to your point, Corey, you're constantly thinking long term in Green Bay. Like, it's just different. And I understand, especially in this world of instant gratification, how sometimes some fans can get a little impatient with their approach. Because, look, it's not the only way, right? You've seen plenty of teams, with the Rams being the most recent, where we're going to sell all out to go get a championship. And it worked. Now they're kind of in hell, but, you know, that's a different way of going about it. The Packers have a very specific worldview, and I for one, and I know you do as well, really appreciate the way they view it. So it's just, yeah, the whole Aaron Rodgers thing is very unfortunate, and it does, to your point, kind of like make one pause and, you know, at least try to have a little perspective on all of this. Like, no question about it, because that's a perfect example of what we always talk about, and the NFL world always talks about. One play, every single play, could be the last one you play. Like, and that's a harsh reality that every guy who takes a football field for the National Football League, you know, any of the teams, that's, they live with that, you know? So it drawn into sharp relief, no doubt about it. Well, and now here, Corey, I know you'll be excited that the final piece of Packers news, I put this in here just for you. The Packers signed Michael Jordan to their practice squad and released tight end Austin Allen, because I know you need to be up to date on everything that happens with the practice squad, because that is very important to you. So Michael Jordan was with the Panthers last year, drafted by the Bengals, I believe, a couple years ago, plays along the interior of the offensive line. So there you go. Little reinforcement for you up front for the Green Bay Packers.
That's good. I like it.
No doubt. Let's talk about, speaking of the offensive line, let's talk about the offense. Let's talk about somebody who I don't think is getting a ton of love, but no fault of his own. Had a great game, but he's just not being talked about a lot because he was so good that he was somewhat invisible because he plays offensive line, and that's Zach Tom. I mean, we've seen a lot of kind of narratives and videos and articles about a lot of different aspects of Sunday's game. I haven't seen much content or much of anything being talked about the game Zach Tom played. I mean, David Bakhtiari, fan favorite. He was all over the place as far as celebrations and flipping off the Chicago fans. So that gets a lot of attention. What I looked today. I haven't seen a single thing said, essentially, about what an amazing game Zach Tom played. I mean, there's a reason Jordan Love can sit back there, go through his reads, be really comfortable in his first, you know, opening day start. Because he knows, like, throughout every down in, down out, not only is David Bakhtiari being the several-time All-Pro we have all come to know and love, Zach Tom is out there completely shutting fools down on the right side. I mean, you talk about dream protection from your offensive tackles. Zach Tom was part of that equation on Sunday, and I just needed to give him a shout-out because, like I said, just haven't heard a lot about it, which is understandable. Like I said, you play offensive line, you don't commit penalties, you do your job. Usually, you don't get talked about. So I want to talk about it. Zach Tom, rock and roll, man. Awesome, awesome first game at right tackle right out of the gate. Love it. The other thing I want to talk about is the usage of Aaron Jones. Now, who knows what's going to happen on Sunday here in Atlanta, if he even plays, the hamstring, etc. But it is interesting. Coming off of the frustrations of the first half, after they march down the field, score a touchdown in the first drive of the game, and then they're relatively quiet for the remainder of the first half, and then they come out, start of the second half, and I made the little meme, joking, missing, have you seen this man? And then they come out in the second half, opening drive, utilizing Aaron Jones, including that throwback screen, and march again right down the field and score another touchdown. And then they utilized him again on, obviously, the fourth down that went for a touchdown on the play that he got hurt. And I am here to say today that I am forevermore, from now on, going forward, I am never, ever, 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 ever going to allow my desire to see more Aaron Jones take over to the point where I get frustrated with it, because I just have to accept that, yes, that's the reason, that pulled hamstring, that he got hurt, not because they played him too much or anything like that, but this is what they're trying to guard against. This is why they want to limit his touches. This is why they want to keep him fresh. Yes, would I use him a little differently? Would I use him a lot in the first half to try and build up a lead? Yes, that's what I would do, but I understand, and Packers fans everywhere are very lucky, that I'm not the coach, I'm not the play caller.
Yep.
I am just giving myself from now on. And I don't. It doesn't matter how many times Soder comes on happy hour and recites stats about how much more effective they are when Aaron Jones is on the field. I recognize that. I know that. But I'm giving myself to the Packers on this one. No more. I am making peace with the usage
of Aaron Jones,
which I know you will appreciate. That's what I was going to say. I know you will appreciate it.
I don't believe what you're saying. I've heard you say these things before, and
never. You've never heard me say
these
things.
Then I've reminded you of them on the watch party, and you've told me to STFU. So, you know,
I don't know what you're talking
about.
We'll see.
I mean, you know what? Just gonna see. Gonna see a lot of backup running backs. That's all it's gonna be. So it's fine. Bring the next guy up.
Most likely.
Little Dylan action. Little Taylor action. Manuel.
I'm down with that.
Let's go.
Hey, I was gonna say maybe they'll put Wilson up. We'll see. Jordan Love, though, I mean, it's how is he like not the story coming out of that game, delivering on third and fourth down? I mean, you talk about the money down. I talked to Wayne yesterday, Wayne Larrivee on Carry the G Radio, and he was saying, like, those are the money downs. Jordan Love delivered on the money downs in that game. Third and fourth down, he was absolutely lights out. I mean, yes, there were frustrations with some other aspects, some missed throws, some maybe some timing things with these young guys, what have you. But, man, first time out the gate, that is about as great as you can expect from a young quarterback, making every dime throw on third down to move the chains and or fourth down to score a touchdown. Just outstanding performance from Jordan Love. For all the kind of consternation and will he or won't he? What's it going to look like? How is he going to perform? He looks so cool and calm and collected and just delivered again and again and again when he absolutely needed to. And here's the other thing. There were a few on third down that I think his receivers kind of let him down. Like, yeah. I think he probably has even better stats on third down if, like, Reed probably should have had one early on, I think, the second drive. There were a couple others that Musgrave and Reed just – you know, a couple of times where, okay, Jordan did his job and his receivers didn't hold up their end of the bargain. But even with that, Jordan was lights out on third and fourth down. And that's encouraging because those, like Wayne said, they're the money downs.
Well, and I
wonder, anything else on offense before we talk defense?
Yeah, I mean, I wonder how much of that plays into. I know there were can plays, right, where it's like you basically, he has the choice to go out of that play. And he obviously has a choice to audible out of whatever, but I just wonder how much of a buy-in there is on this offense as far as, like, you know what, I'm going to buy into the fact that Matt LaFleur is telling me, let's do this offense.
Right.
This is the offense we have. Right. Let's do it, right? And so I just wonder how much overthinking he's really doing, right? If he's just – it really felt like he
play,
was
right?
Very
play.
Naturally poised and playing the game, and it just was – he was playing what was coming at him. In a way that, you know, he definitely looked way mature beyond his years. And, you know, it was highly encouraging. I mean, you know, it's funny. I was talking to a lot of people on Monday, and I'm like, there's very, very – obviously there were a lot of things that we can fix, but so many encouraging signs from that game. Not just that we were playing the Bears, which I do think the Bears have taken a step back. I think that's very clear that they've taken a step back this year. If it wasn't a fluky thing, right?
I was going to say, they certainly weren't ready. I mean, how many times have we watched the Packers come out and lay an egg in week one and then 100%. Gone on and have a decent season? You know what I mean? So – we'll see.
But, like,
but to your point,
did
feel they were like, definitely not up to snuff on Sunday.
It did feel like, and you know, Atlanta is going to be a very hard team for us. I feel like Atlanta's a very, very good team. But it did feel like a continuation and a progression from training camp. Nothing felt like, and that's where I'm, like, really encouraged. And, you know, all of a sudden, you know, according to Bears fans, you know, I'm a nerd who should just shut my mouth, which is, you know, really good. I got all kinds of chips on my shoulders from Bears fans. Also, by the way, actually, I take back everything I said about Justin Fields and Blake Bortles. Justin Fields is worse than Blake Bortles, okay? So let's just say that.
Okay, here we go.
Let's just be real for a second.
Can I just tell the fine folks?
I do think Justin Fields is the 31st worst quarterback in the league, okay, by the way. I think the statistics bear that out.
Wait. I have to tell people, I'm sitting at my desk today, and I open Twitter, or X, as I am wont to do, and all of a sudden I start getting these notifications, Corey Behnke. And I'm like, what the hell? I go back, and it's Corey responding to basically every Bears fan who gave him shit on Twitter underneath our clip from Transplants last week, where he talked about Blake Bortles and Justin Fields and how Justin Fields was like the worst quarterback. And all, like, bing, bing. It was like, it just didn't stop. Like, you kept
going. It was like 100 responses.
And going. It was hilarious. You got them all, too. It was great.
Well, what was really funny is anybody that responded back to me, there was one guy where I was like, oh, yeah, it must be nice being a Beats fan. And he came back to me being like, yeah, well, I like AirPods better than Beats, but thanks for playing.
Oh, because you just put T's and R. That's so
and then
fun.
I wanted to be like, well, it's funny that the iPhone thinks it's Beats and not the Bears because they're so terrible. Then why would iPhone want to? But I didn't even, stopped. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do run response, and then if somebody responds back and they're a Bears fan, I see they're a Chicago fan, I'm going to mute them. That's literally what I did today because I sent all those, and I immediately – here's one of those things. You know how when you eat like a bag of potato chips,
yes.
You know, and you ate the whole bag? Like, you didn't mean to. You were like, I'm just going to put these
there
in a bowl.
And now they're all gone.
And you ate them, and you immediately feel good, but then you immediately feel bad. That's exactly what happened to me. It was like I immediately felt like I was vindicated. I was like, I am vindicating myself. And then I immediately was like, why did you do this? Like, no one cares, bro. No one cares.
Exactly.
You don't care now.
It
felt good for one hot second. And then I was like, you know what? If I did this in business, I would be a petty asshole. So I just don't want to be that guy. You know what I'm saying?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That's the dopamine, man.
Even though
that's
I am that guy. It's weird.
I will say, I was just going to say, just what you described just now is what we talked about last year here on this very program. That's the Bukowski rule. One reply only, and then mute conversation and move on. You have to do it. Otherwise, Pete will just go on forever. He knows this. I'm not telling tales out of school. He's aware.
Yeah, well, but if he didn't go on forever, then we would never have the golden nuggets of, like, I study this for a living. Well, that was a good one. Is that the best one? No, there was another one.
We are not the same.
Oh, yeah. I study this for a living. We are not the same. Oh, by the way, I've never been to Green Bay in a decade, so I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, Peter Bukowski. And then what was the other one he said that was even worse? There was one that he said that was worse than that.
I don't remember.
The thing about Peter Bukowski, I know we've gone off the rails, but at least I'm not talking. Okay, here's the thing. Last week, thank you all for emailing me how much you care about me talking about Deion Sanders, okay? I know I'm a Deion Sanders fanboy, and I'm not going to talk about him while they just talked about him right now. But I will say, what's really funny is I am like the Packer canary in a coal mine, I feel like. I really feel like this. Like, I was bitching about Peter Bukowski like 4 years ago, and then literally in the bar, at my bar, and a party, I will not say what party that was, every single person was bitching about Peter Bukowski. So, Peter, you are killing it, bro. You're killing it right now. You've pissed a lot of people off. Good job, buddy.
Okay, so, anyway, the Packers
defense. Pissed off as many people as I've pissed off. Who do you think's pissed off more people, me or Peter Bukowski? Probably me.
No, I think his are dumber, though. You've pissed off more important people. That's what you've done.
Oh, yeah. I'm proud of that. It's a balance.
Let's talk about the Packers defense, shall we? Let's talk about stunting on them. I mean, first off, before we go anywhere, I want to give a shout out to Dara, who had a phenomenal piece about this over at Packer Report. If you haven't checked it out, I highly recommend you do so. I love this title, this headline, how the Packers are using stunts to become the most chaotic pass rush in football. All right, relax. It's one game. But, and I know he didn't write the headline, but it's a great article. I highly recommend everyone check it out because holy cow, even Mina Kimes noticed how insane the number of stunt calls were in this game. Just almost, I don't want to say every, but it seemingly almost every pass play had some kind of like end around, some guy looping, dudes crashing, and another guy coming all the way across the line. Like, it was awesome to watch. And it was so fun because they were taking advantage of all the athleticism and the power up front. Devontae Wyatt was a one-man wrecking crew at times. I hope we see a continuation of that. I'm fascinated to see how Atlanta responds to all that on tape, especially given their, you know, their desire. I don't think it's telling any secrets here. They're going to want to run the ball. They're going to run the ball well. They want to stay ahead of the sticks. What do they do to try and combat this when it is a passing down? Because holy cow, the Packers just absolutely wrecked the Chicago Bears with these stunts. It was awesome to watch.
It was awesome. It was great. And I know it's not in the script, but when Quay Walker intercepts it, and then he literally, that dude tries to, I don't know who it was, I was trying to see, the dude who tries to tackle him, and he literally he doesn't even bounce. He just like turns around like he's nothing. He's just like, okay, I won't go that way. I'm going to go the other way. It's incredible. I like watched it like 100 times. I was just like, how is this possible? That dude is really trying, and Quay is just like, I'm going to go this way now. That way is not working for me.
It was awesome.
And that's the thing.
Amazing play.
The Achilles heel, I believe, of the defense is not lost on anybody right now. And it's, you know, whether we actually have a run defense or not, and we shall see. Like, if we get into a sluggo game, right? Now, here's the benefit that I think, right, is that because we are so good at pass protection right now, and because, you know, Jordan and the way our offense is looking so far after one game, obviously, I don't think we're going to get into too many sluggo battles, right, because I do feel like we'll have the opportunity to get kind of either ahead on people or be able to score quickly at times when we need to.
Play with a lead. Yep, I hear you.
So, but if we do get into a sluggo game with somebody, there's where we're really going to see what our run defense is made of. And
let me clarify here. Let me clarify. You're talking like a slugfest, right? Like a down and dirty, got to run the ball.
Just
close.
Yeah, 3-3, 7-3, 10-5.
Because a sluggo in football is a slant and go, and that's
Sorry. That's not what I meant. Slugfest.
Just making sure.
Yeah. I meant like a run against.
3 yards in a cloud of dust kind of game. Yeah. I feel you. Yeah. And you're right. I mean, they did a good job against the Bears for the most part in the run game. But to your point, that they don't have the talent that Atlanta does in the backfield. Not even close. So, yeah, that will be a big test. And they ran all over the Panthers. My God. That will be a big, big test. No question about it. Continuing with the defense. Well, hello, Darnell Savage. Nice of you to join us.
Where's he been?
Who saw this coming? My God.
Literally no one.
What a game. No one. Literally no one. I mean, what?
Literally, everybody was like, he's the weakest link in the secondary. And then, hi, how's it going?
I mean, I legit wasn't sure he was like a lock for the team this summer. And here he is coming out the gate, all firing all cylinders, man. He looks so good. And that's not to say he played a perfect game, because he didn't. But man, that was bar none his best game under Joe Barry. Like, not a question. And, you know, Billy and I talked about this on Carry the G. Now the joke is in the coaching circle is like, well, okay, young man, well, now you've set the standard, right? Now that's the expectation every week. Because God damn, the way he diagnosed stuff and exploded to the ball, I mean, no hesitation, arriving, using his physicality, no there's no yak against him, no missed tackles, no bad assignments, just a really solid football game. I need that. I need that every week. Because that was excellent. It was a really good game from Savage. You love to see it. And then finally, with Quay Walker still dealing with the concussion, having, you know, he's still in the protocol, although, like I said earlier, he was practicing off to the side today. At least he was in attendance at practice. So we'll see how that trends this week. But, man, Isaiah McDuffie needs to step up. He was called into service at the end of that Bears game. Obviously, things were pretty well in hand at that point, but need better from him. He I thought, played quite well last year, the times when Quay got thrown out. Campbell was out with his ankle injury. I thought last season Isaiah McDuffie played quite well. Did not acquit himself favorably in that Chicago game. We need him to step up. If he's got, you know, if he's called upon to be the starter with Quay out, I suspect he'll play better simply because he'll have a week of practice getting ready for it, etc. But yeah, that was something that's, again, kind of flown under the radar, because I think everyone's so elated about the win for good reason. But man, if they don't have Quay, Isaiah McDuffie needs to step up. And who knows? I'm sure they'll play a lot more sub, probably have Campbell out there on his own. But when they do go two backers, we need better from Isaiah. That's all I'll say.
I have nothing to say. I know you want to talk about. I just kind of don't say anything. But I know you were going to go to special teams. But one last thing, sir. About like Bears fans. Okay, like the greatest thing, one, Barstool, get some fucking Packer fans, man. Dave, get some Packer fans, bro. You got like 10 Bears fans and not one Packer fan. It's really pathetic. Literally 13 world champions. Boston fans should have some kind of like parallel feeling with Packer fans, because we have a lot of world championships and a lot of Super Bowls. So come on, man. Why do you got so many Bears fans? I got a little complaint with that. It's like, how many Bears fans can one brand have that's not technically like a Bears brand? But what's hilarious is the two bar. I don't know what the one guy in Barstool is, but man, that one show is like a Bears podcast.
Advisors.
Oh my god. That one was good, but then, you know, and then Big Cat. Oh my god. He was killing me. I mean, you want to talk about overreaction Monday. I mean, it was like a pile on too, because then you go, Matt LaFleur has beat the Bears 9 times and lost 0 times. That's crazy. Your number one thing every year, okay, because you suck so bad at life, right, is to beat the Packers, and you haven't done it the last 9 times you tried. This is lots of years, people. Lots of years. This is years.
Many years. Whole years. Plural.
This is
years.
Pre-pandemic. Jesus. The Bears haven't beaten the Packers since pre-pandemic times.
Oh, my God.
That's a lifetime for most people in this country. For most people in this country, when you say pre-pandemic, that's like the freaking Stone Age, bro.
It's
ridiculous. And like the pylon, it's like on every phase of the ball. Was there ever like in any phase of the ball, in any part of football, from coaching to players to special teams to defense to offense to quarterback to wide receiver, they traded out of the first round to get a wide receiver that they threw to 2 times, or caught 2 catches. Sorry, I don't know how many times they threw to him. They threw to him, I think, more than that.
I think he had 2 targets, 2 catches, 2 targets.
How is that?
If I remember, like, right, maybe 3, but yeah.
Like, what are they doing in Chicago? Do they even care?
Who cares?
Like, do they care? Maybe. You know, the thing is, You know, it's like they keep talking about like inbred and all this other bullshit about Wisconsin. It's like, at least we care about football. You know what I mean?
True.
Like, at least we care. Yep. At least we're trying. I didn't see any effort at all from the Chicago Bears. It's really pathetic. Anyway, we can talk about special teams now.
Oh, special teams are easy. Thumbs up, Carlson. How about a 52-yarder? Love to see it. Thumbs down, Whalen. Way too many touchbacks. Keep that in bounds, buddy. Let your coverage do the work. And then we want to look real quickly, preview the Packers-Atlanta game. The Falcons' defense presents plenty of problems, people. I know Dan Orlovsky was out there this morning on Twitter talking about how he was so impressed with them. And as I retweeted, I had a Packers coach text me last night talking about how crazy that defense is on tape. It's going to be a good challenge for Jordan and the offense, as far as it's not one of those teams, much like the Bears, where we just run our stuff. It's kind of, we know what to expect. The Falcons are all over the map. Like, it's crazy how many kind of different looks they're going to throw at you. And I mean, like I said, it's a good test, really good test for Jordan Love, line of scrimmage, protection sets, all of that. It's going to be fascinating to watch. The Falcons, obviously, their backfield is incredibly talented. It's all about their running backs. Both of them can hurt you. John Robinson is clearly the headliner, but, man, both of those guys can kill you. And then here, I found this interesting. Corey, did you realize, because I didn't realize until I saw this today, the Packers have won the last two matchups against the Falcons, but the Falcons have won the last three games in Atlanta.
Yeah.
So we're killing them in Lambeau. Atlanta is not treated as well, including the last 2016 NFC Championship.
Is the last game we won against them in Atlanta in 2010, potentially?
It feels like it, doesn't it? I don't know for sure, but it sure feels like it.
I mean, I know we won in the playoffs in 2010, but I can't think of another time that we won in Atlanta. Usually that place is a horror show. And we lost the playoffs 2 years after that, or 2011. Yep. Yeah, 2000. Yeah, I remember that because I was there. And that was a shit show.
We lost then.
Yeah.
And what's funny is we lost in the regular season in Atlanta the year we won the Super Bowl and beat Atlanta in the playoffs. So it's been a while. It's been a while. And now, Corey, before we get to Blogosphere, I do want to introduce a new segment that I'm going to have here to segue into Blogosphere every week. It's the Deion Sanders quote of the week, because you're such a fan.
Oh, sweet.
I had to get this in.
You know, I just want to warn you, okay? I want to warn you, Nagler. I want to warn you, okay?
What's that?
If we do this, we're going to lose some fans, okay? I've had people email me and tell me that they don't want to watch transplants if I talk about Deion Sanders. Okay, I'm just letting you know.
That's fine. Well, you don't have to. I'm going to.
Well, yeah, you're doing it. Yeah, that's different.
Because he was asked about the matchup with Colorado and Colorado State this week, and he had the greatest quote I've ever heard from anyone everywhere. And it applies. It applies to the Packers facing the Falcons. Yeah, I had two divorces, which is a heck of a showdown, too. So don't tell me about a showdown.
Greatest
quote. And I'll tell you what, I've been through a divorce. That was a showdown. And the Packers got a hell of a showdown in Atlanta this weekend. So don't talk to me about a showdown. That's just phenomenal. I love
He's just like a quote gold mine. He's literally a gold mine.
Billion %.
The guy is just on another level. Like, I don't even think he's human. I think he's like alien or something, because he just does things on a whole nother level of like any other human being. It's incredible. It's incredible. Right,
let's go. Before Corey starts getting off on a tangent.
I'm just saying, like, what he's doing right now is amazing. And here's the really cool thing. I love Matt LaFleur, but like, Deion's gonna be an NFL head coach. Imagine if in five years Deion becomes the head coach of the Green Bay Packers.
This week in the Packer Blogosphere.
This week in the Packer Blogosphere, the return of that venerable series. Ladies and gentlemen, you know how we roll here at Cheesehead TV. It's all about Packers fans worldwide. And this week, definitely wanted to give a shout-out to Stephen O'Brien over there across the pond for this TikTok he made, which features the only recording ever made, or still available anyway, of Curly Lambeau's voice. This is incredible. Roll it.
You've probably never thought about it before, but I guarantee you that you've never heard Curly Lambeau's speaking voice. Do you want to know how I know? Well, there's only one piece of audio recording in existence of his voice, and I'm going to play it for you now. It's wild to me that there is only one audio recording, since there's plenty of video, and it's not as if the guy died in the 1800s. He died in 1965. So here it is, December 31st, 1961. The Packers take on the Giants in New City Stadium, which would become Lambeau Field, and Curly Lambeau is asked what he thinks about the game. Spoiler alert, the Packers go on and win 37-0 against the Giants, claiming the first NFL championship in the illustrious career of a man called Vince Lombardi.
Now the Giants made a lot of mistakes. They're trying hard to make mistakes. The Packers are a red hot ball club and have made no mistakes. Now who can tell what will happen this match?
I'm sorry, but that is one of the coolest pieces of Packers content I have ever seen or heard. That is so dope.
I agree. I don't think it's true, though.
What's not true?
That it's the only recording. I'm pretty sure there are archive recordings in Brown County Library of the program that I have of.
Well, now your task is set, isn't it? There you go.
Okay, I'm not saying it's not true. Also, I have a bone to pick with UK Packers. They don't follow me on Twitter, so thanks, UK Packers. Appreciate you.
I will say we ran into Steven at the I think it was at
you've
Belushi's.
Been on his show.
Yeah. No, of course. But you and I, we literally saw him in London last year for like a hot second, and then everything happened, and we didn't get a real chance to talk. Which is when
no follow. I guess he doesn't like transplants. I guess he likes Cheesehead TV, but not transplants. Must be nice. Just the sidekick.
Just relax.
It's always telling when someone
you're
follows.
Everything so personally. My goodness.
I mean, somebody has so to. Aaron Rodgers is gone, bro. Come on. Somebody has to take the mantle.
But I know what I love is there's a super chat that we're going to get to in a little bit that references exactly what you just talked about. Also, hey, speaking of TikToks and videos on the internet, here's a fun one concerning something near and dear to both our hearts. Roll it, Nicole. G, baby. Corey went on a little scavenger hunt last night.
Yeah, well, we were told by our distributors that it would be at it was at Ridgeview, so we checked all the locations. Rachel and I went to all the locations, shot a little video. Tyler edited it today. We shot some just to confirm, you know, play. We've trying to get this rollout happening sooner, and it's been a little bit delayed, but it's going right now. We're in Ridgeview Liquor in Green Bay, which is just up the road over my shoulder that way, and then Wine Cellar in DePere. So those two places are big liquor stores that a lot of people go to get good beer. They have untapped beers and really cool, and it was awesome. In shout out Wine Cellar DePere and Ridgeview. When I came in there, they knew exactly who I was. They were great. They were like, oh, the one guy at Wine Cellar, he grabbed a case. He's like, yeah, we always put, like, I forgot, we have to put this in the front next to the cheese curd. So when people like are at the register, they
he
look over
that
and they
you
get,
were there the moment.
No,
you left,
dude,
you
he right said they did that. No, he said they did that last year. He just had forgotten. So he put that out there. So I'm going to check on that. So then shout out to Hy-Vee and Ashwaubenon, which got a lot of love this year. Just Hy-Vee. Opened one of the biggest Hy-Vees. And they've got 20 cases. But, you know, we're going to get some stuff corrected. We need some more signage on at the Hy-Vee. And then shout out Jennifer at Festival Foods at the liquor area. She knew what it was. She knew that it was in. But she was like, I'm sorry, we haven't put it out yet. Got to wait for the manager. So hopefully it'll be at Festival Foods on Mason by the end of the week. And then we just found out from our main distributor that all of the big locations. So Aaron and I are going to have some work cut out for us On Friday, we're going to have to update. Hopefully, it's going to be in like 40 locations. We confirmed today it's in Madison. Joe from Gathering Place confirmed that it was at a Madison location. And just wanted to let everybody know, I've been trying to post this on Twitter, but if you, no matter where your location is, Mars, Florida, wherever you're watching Transplants from, Canada, please, we have a request form on Gathering Place. We link to it. Please, please request the beer, because what we're going to do is when it shows up in that place, we're going to respond back to you and let you know it's there. And it's really good because it really shows, you know, the distributors that we have, hey, people are demanding this beer, so do your job and get the beer to the place the people's be. So, you know, I'm relentless. I don't know if you know this, but I'm like kind of like the Energizer Bunny, but I don't need batteries. So I'm relentless. So if you have a place you want to get Carry the G, please let us know and we will get it there.
If you go to cheeseheadtv.com, on the tab on the top, it says, literally just says beer. It'll take you to the Carry the G page. And on that page, I link to the form where you can fill out a Gathering Place to ask. And literally, wherever you are in this country, we're not worldwide quite yet, but in the country, let them know. Like, no, we're not distributing there yet. But the idea being, we want the distributors to see how popular this beer is, because it was insanely popular last year. We've already seen the demand this year. It's legit. Like, we want this to go nationwide eventually. So if you're listening to this or watching this later and you're like, well, I'm in Texas or I'm in Florida or whatever, let them know you want it. That's the only way it's going to expand. To Corey's point, we are going to be relentless about this without question.
If anybody knows anybody at the airport of Appleton or Green Bay, please, please, please introduce me. Please reach out to contact at Cheesehead TV, because we want to get it in the airports for people. And also Industries Gaming. Milwaukee has the most locations. There's a ton of places. Festival Foods La Crosse will get it, Jeff. That probably should be this week. Don't hold me to it. But the goal is by the end of the week to really get some of the territories we were never in last year, by the way. So there's a bunch of territories in Wisconsin by the end of this week. They're gonna get it. Right now, everybody, we are. Are only Wisconsin, but we are really going to try for next season to get it at least United States wide, and really try to push for that based on demand. So filling out the form will do something, because it will help us know how much demand there is out there, instead of just, you know, Nagler and I being like, yeah, a lot of people want this beer. It's like, we can show the receipts, you know. Tyler is trying to get me to the airport, but yeah, I mean, I want to do takeaways at the airport, because I love taking New Glarus when I'm at the airport, getting that Spotted Cow. I love that. So I think people would love to be able to just, you know, take a 4-pack with them on the plane. So we're going to try, but if you know anybody or if you have contacts or you know places that you want it to get, please let us know and we will keep it going. We are not letting up. Wausau and Marshfield, yes, 100%. All the places in Wisconsin.
100% Wausau and Marshfield. What's up, Wausau?
Hudson, we're trying to get Hudson. I can't tell you how many times in the last 3 days somebody said Hudson, Wisconsin. We got to get it to Hudson badly, seriously.
Hudson's got to happen. I just want to say, before it runs out, through tomorrow, speaking of, you know, Cheesehead TV commerce, the entire store at Cheesehead TV, everything is 20% off. It's an end of summer sale. Use code end of summer 20. That's end of summer 20. 20% off all our cool hoodies, all the drinkware, the glasses, the glass I'm using right now, everything 20% off. So hit it up. The store, the link's in the on the homepage. You can find it. Get 20% off whatever you need to get ready for this football season.
Shout out Aaron from Triangle Distributor, who's on our chat right now, saying our trucks are driving as fast as possible around Green Bay.
Let's do it. Let's go, Aaron.
Let's go.
All right, let's hit. I think it's time to get some YouTube chats and maybe Facebook comments. I'm not sure. What do we got out there, fine folks?
Oh, yeah. I guess I had a job to do, and I failed at it. No, I didn't. Just kidding. Ryan Willie, thanks for the super chat. $50. Holy man, Ryan Willie. I'm sorry, Nagler, but I need to say something about yesterday. Anyone that doesn't believe that people have a right to their opinion shouldn't participate in this chat. If someone is offended by an opinion, don't participate in the chat.
All right. I agree with that. I need a second. I need a second here. So this is in reference to something that God's
When you
Matt
say a
put
second,
up
it's going to be like a minute,
in the
right?
chat.
Yeah.
Yep, correct. So yesterday in Packers Daily, Godsmack was going after you, Corey, for some of your attitudes toward Aaron Rodgers last year. And I said, you know, that's Corey's opinion, and you don't have to agree with it. And he came back and said, you know, people are allowed to believe whatever they want to believe or have whatever opinion they want to hold, but doesn't make them right. And I kind of went on a mini rant about, like, the problem with the internet is it's so I/O, right? It's input, output. It's yes or no. It's black or white. It's like, why can't people just allow people to have the opinions that they may or may not agree with and just go on with their life? Like, I don't understand how these things online become so contentious. To your point, Corey, I think we were talking about this before we went live. Like, the Bears fans in your mentions after our video last week about Blake Bortles and Justin Fields, it's an entertaining football show. Like, if it's not for you, it's not for you. Fine. But there are people, like, in Corey's mentions being incredibly personal, incredibly fucking vile. And I'm just like, the internet has really kind of burrowed into our psyche that way, in a really unhealthy way. So, like, 100%. When Corey is saying whatever he's saying about Aaron Rodgers and his perception of Aaron and how he may or may not have been behaving towards the end of his Packers tenure, if you don't agree with that, that's fine. But Corey's allowed to have that opinion, especially on a show where he's a co-host. Like, I don't understand. Like, you come to this program, you understand that we are going to have opinions about the Green Bay Packers. You don't agree. Fine. Totally get it. But to get so kind of upset and almost personal with it, that's where I'm like just bewildered. And what's funny is, Ryan, I really do 100% thank you for the super chat, and especially the incredibly generous super chat that you've given here today. But it is funny. You say, I need to say something about yesterday. Anyone that doesn't believe that people have a right, Godsmack, he did believe. He knows everyone's allowed to have. He just doesn't agree. So I just wish, and I'm not, Ryan, I'm not saying this is you. I'm just saying, I just wish everyone could just take a breath when they're online a little bit more. That's all.
Good luck. Good luck with that.
I know.
Good luck with that. I mean,
I know.
I mean, you know, the funny thing is that there's too many things to unpack there. All right, I'm going on to the next one.
Correct.
But thank you, Ryan. Appreciate you, bud. Mike, thanks for super chat. Loved Wayne's Randy Wright call out yesterday, Nags.
That was amazing.
What did he say? I didn't see the whole thing.
I was at the start, and he said, because we were talking about Aaron Rodgers and the injury, and he had talked to Randy Wright because he works with him, or he knows Randy is. I think Randy's coaching now, but it was just hearing the name Randy Wright, and I was like, oh, my God, we're like 5 minutes into this thing. We've already had a Randy Wright drop. It was awesome. But not only a Randy Wright drop, it was a Randy Wright drop from Wayne fucking Larrivee. It was so great. I was in heaven. That's all.
Mr. Tundra, I'm going to put – we got to put the link to the request. Mr. Tundra, he's like, Chris Rhyme, I asked Chacon's Liquor near County. You got all these – he's got all these details of places he wants the beer. So hopefully our distributor – we should just have our distributors watch this show, because clearly people are just going to request on the show. So Aaron's got the right idea. Exactly. Aaron from Triangle's got the right idea. Let me go. Matthew Clark. Ooh, giving us some, I believe it's euros, or is that pounds? Maybe that's the pound sign. That's how ignorant I am. I don't even know the difference between a euro. I think it's pounds. My wife has just graduated her master's today and had to listen to Cheesehead TV from 10 p.m. every evening UK whilst trying to study and revise. I am now crediting her graduation, Cheesehead TV. Well, congrats to your wife for graduating. I'm really sorry she had to listen to
Amazing
us.
Amazing accomplishment. Amazing accomplishment.
You're not a very good husband for doing that, but appreciate you otherwise.
she must really love you. That's all I can say.
She must love you more, like a lot, lots of love. Carl Van Beckham, thanks for the super chat. Hey, guys, how great is Jaden Reed? Not only as receiver, but I can't get over how patient he is fielding punts. He's a gem. I would agree with that.
I love him. Love his performance. Still some things to clean up. Couple drops, couple maybe possibly, you know, routes that he could have refined a little bit more. But ultimately, really encouraging first kind of shot out of the gate in that punt return. Oh, baby, that's what I'm talking about.
Matthew Clark again, getting another little pound super chat to Cheesehead TV autocorrect. Go Pack Go. Thank you so much, Matthew.
We feel
appreciate you.
Buddy.
Ian, Aaron and Corey, thanks for all you and Cheesehead TV too. So pumped for this year. Can't wait to try carry the G this year. Ian from Maryland. Ian, we know you, buddy.
There you go, Ian.
Actually, I've watched games with Ian. I've hung out in tailgates with Ian. Ian is a hardcore Cheesehead TV fan. Love him.
Good people.
Love him. Gorgeous family. Gorgeous. Good peeps. Amy Gooding, raising your hand.
What's up,
thanks
Amy?
For Super Chat. Just here for a Corey Banky rant. Amy, I'm really sorry.
Didn't really get a good one today. Sorry, we didn't. You know, it's hard when you're beating down the Bears. So there's not a whole lot to rant about, you know?
I really don't have.
Life
you know,
is good.
I really don't. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I just don't have a lot to rant about. But yeah, I'm really sorry. I try to deliver every week, and sometimes I fail. On Culture, thanks for Super Chat. Today on Banky on the Beat, Corey tells Bukowski exactly where he can cram as many low information opinions. True story. Okay, I had to do this one. It's not a super chat, but I do have to do this ranking for you guys. So, Mike, who does Corey hate more from most to least? So, most to least. So, most number one.
Wow.
McGinn, Bukowski, Allen, Ketchman. This is really hard, you guys. Okay, when he's saying Allen, he's talking. I can't even remember the guy's name. I hate him so much. What is PA on the mic? What is his name? From Minnesota? Allen.
Oh, Paul
his last
Allen.
Name. Paul Allen. Paul I couldn't Allen. Think of his. I couldn't think of his last
Wait,
name.
I That's had to remind you of his name last week too.
I know. I literally blocked that guy out of my mind. You know how like Twitter has the block feature? My brain has blocked Paul Allen because he's such a tool. You know what? Let's see. I got to go. Ketchman, Allen, McGinn, Bukowski for the win.
Wow.
I
got
to do it because Vic Ketchman ruined Packers.com for me for a long time. Wes Hodkowitz brought it back. Right. Not going to talk about the other person, but Vic Ketchman ruined Packers.com for me for too long of a time, and I'm still unhappy about it. Actually, feelings are starting to you know how like your coffee percolates, feelings are starting to percolate
right.
inside
oh, yeah.
of me just thinking I'm about away. Vic Ketchman just yep. in general. Word. So Carl Van Beckham, thanks for the super chat. We already did that one. Jerry Sturzinger, thanks for the super chat. Negs, the first episode of Cheesehead TV with Billy. Very nice. So that's Carry the G Radio for all of you guys playing at
Carry
home.
Carry the G Radio, baby.
Has Wayne ever called in the dagger too early in the Packers' loss? Just curious. I believe the answer is no there, by the way. I believe it is.
We seems like we have this conversation every year, and I'm pretty sure the answer is no, but I'm going to ask Wayne that.
You should ask him.
Next week.
Yeah, you should ask him. 100%. I'm pretty sure the answer is no. He's gotten close. He's definitely gotten close.
Got real close. Got nervous.
Yeah.
Got nervous a few times, but I think the answer is no.
Carl Van Beckham, thanks for Super Chat. Off Packers topic, I had no clue there wasn't an arts council in Green Bay. There are many fine artists and great musicians in the Green Bay. Thanks, Corey. Yeah, Carl, me too. There actually was this huge study done by Green Bay Spark that I participated in, 1,000 people participated in. And this meeting, this three-hour meeting that was on Monday, kind of what was crazy is there was a meeting of this, and then I found out I missed Startup Week Wisconsin meeting. And so there were two meetings on the same day that I needed to clone myself. But yeah, Green Bay is the Northeast Wisconsin is host to many, many artists. It actually blew my mind. Artists. So when I say arts, it means creative arts as well. $495 million in Northeast Wisconsin that artists are responsible for in this area. And that is an incredible number when even you look at, you know, what the Packers contribute. So it's a really important, and it's dear to my heart because, you know, LiveX, the arts, what's interesting about what they call the creative sector, which, you know, we're part right now, Cheesehead TV is part of the Cheesehead TV LLC is part of the creative sector. So is LiveX, right? So is, you know, theaters, dance companies, visual artists, freelancers, right? So what Aaron and I are doing are contributing part of it. And it's really near and dear to my heart. And the creative sector, what most people have found in the U.S. especially is that the more you kind of support the creative sector, the more it gives back economically. And it's pretty incredible. So hopefully we can support more artists in Green Bay and Northeast Wisconsin moving forward. So thank you for the super chat. Overshadow Sean, Go Pack Go, the only internet opinion that matters. I would say, and a close second, the Bears still suck. So yeah, but I agree with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for the super chat. Joe Mailman, and here, speaking of, did Curly Lambeau ever say the Bears still suck? Yes, but there is no audio to confirm. So I'm going to say yes, no
Let's
audio to confirm.
Print the legend.
We're going to go with that.
Print the legend.
Yeah.
There you go.
I kind of, yeah, I bet he did, though. But anyway, Matthew Clark, a fiver for Corey to have a beer and keep having an opinion. UK Packers do like you, buddy. Hey, I appreciate that, Matthew. And you know what? A lot of people have said that. They're like, I don't know. They have said, like, when we went to that pub, it was awesome. But, you know, UK Packers, if you're listening, looking for that follow, looking for that follow on Twitter, you know, I know I'm waiting for it. I'm going to hold my breath. Mimsy, thanks for the super chat. Holding on to the ball, always 12 Achilles heel. Ooh, wish him the best recovery, but man, it's great seeing the team rally around Jordan. Impeccable vibes. Thanks for the super chat.
Word. Very true.
Overpowered by Funk. I like that name. Should send some Carry great. The G to Chicago just to piss people off. We are going to try
That's
to
crazy.
Be in border town, so yeah.
Last I'd love week, to be in Will's North there were Woods, Bears so. Fans on a train drinking it. Remember? Pregame?
Oh,
that was amazing.
That was crazy. Yeah. Why were Bears fans drinking a Packers beer? I mean, I appreciate it.
Because a Packers fan gave it to them. And
gave it to them?
Picture as a, kind of a joke.
I love
you know?
Packers
but, hey,
fans.
I'm all in. I'm all in, baby.
Packers
it was
fans
so amazing.
The best. We're like spies. We're like the best because like people just think we're dumb and they think we're like hobbits and teddy bears. And we're insidious. We're actually like very insidious. It's really hilarious. Like, ha ha ha, have this beer. Ha ha, idiot. So funny. Chris KG19. Be right back. DMing DP to try to be the first Pack fan there. Chris, good luck with that.
Good luck.
Stefan S., take this 10 euros as down payment for some Carry the G shipping to Germany. Stefan,
there
we're
going
to try. We're going to
try. We're going to work on it, buddy.
We're going to try.
We're going to endeavor.
We're not going to
give up.
Do
our best.
And now
I'm not going to promise, but we're going to do our best.
Guys, in this show, I have learned the difference between a euro and a pound.
Euro and a pound. I'm so proud of you, Corey.
I really appreciate Packer fans worldwide. They're just teaching me lessons every day. It's really incredible.
Absolutely.
Ed Pierce turned on a Packer fan to Cheesehead TV today. Cool, but I thought every Packer fan knows Cheesehead TV. Ed,
thanks, Ed.
You are doing the Lord's work. Okay, so I really
you're doing
appreciate
yeoman's
that.
Work over there, Ed.
You know what's
Thank
funny
you,
is a little interesting story kind of on that tip is Elizer yeah. and Wyatt, who is part of our duo team that does our tailgate videos. If you guys have seen those on YouTube, yep. They actually have this thing. They love it. It's so funny. They'll be talking to somebody and they'll talk about Cheesehead TV and they'll go, "Oh, do you have YouTube on your phone?" And they'll literally subscribe for them. It's great. They're like, "Yeah, we got That's, you four subscriptions
why
today.
Haven't we done that for the last like 20 years?" That's so like,
I'm just like, you guys are incredible. I need to pay you per subscriber.
Remember when we bullied LaFleur to download the Cheesehead TV app? That's what we need to do. We just need to start bullying people. Come on now. Just do it.
Yeah, and I mean,
download
look,
the Cheesehead TV app.
Yes,
subscribe
please.
On YouTube.
Well,
it's not
and
difficult.
That's the thing. To Nagler's point, that is the thing. A lot of people, we always forget. We assume people know there's a Cheesehead TV app for Android and iPhone. And, yeah. you know,
and then
check
everyone's
it
like,
out.
I had no idea you had an app.
There was a guy who was what? Having a problem on iPad with some stuff, and right. I was like, "Oh, download the app. You won't have any problems." He's like, "I had no idea. Oh, this is so great! Exactly. I love this app." So yes, please, we do have an app for Android and iPhone. It is completely free. It gives you it kind of has less ads than the site, so the mobile version, which is kind of nice. It's more targeted
very
to
nice.
The things that
very
you care
sleek.
About. You can comment very easily on the site. You can do a lot of really kind of cool things, including follow videos. So a good to know.
I will say
Chris says it's
I
a
find,
joke. I knew it was a joke. I knew it was a joke. I'm sorry. I knew
what
it was
I find
joke,
amazing. So. What I find amazing about the app is the ability to watch and kind of consume content from all over the Packers beat. Like, cause you have our kind of section, there's Cheesehead TV, but there's also what's called Packer World, where we have aggregation of a ton of folks who cover the Packers. So it's really a one-stop shop. And here's the thing. All those links in Packer World go back to their website, their content. So we're trying to drive traffic to them, but we're helping you, Packers fans, try to get everything all in one place. So I'm telling you, the Cheesehead TV app is dope. And you're right, Corey. We do not talk about it enough.
Well, and somebody asked where I got my hat. I'm just going to show my hat, and I love it so much. That Ray Nitschke
so awesome.
Is so hot. So shout out Spencer Young, who is the artist that paints the Packers fence. You can find him on Facebook, and this is a commissioned hat. So actually, like, I literally was like, I want a Willie Davis hat, and I want a Ray Nitschke hat, and I paid him, and he made them for me. So these are one of a kind. But reach out to him. He does make them special. He spray paints them, and they're really sick. Matthew Clark, thanks for Super Chat.
Give him
£5,
again.
Not
give him
euros.
Again.
Spencer Young. Spencer Young is, and if you check out Packers Fence on Twitter, you can reach out. Spencer's on there. He follows it, and you can find him on Instagram. And I believe it's Spencer Young Designs, and he's got some sick stuff. Like, he has like skateboards,
really cool,
and he not just in pop culture things that are really cool. He's a really, really amazing artist. Matthew Clark, thanks for Super Chat. £5, not euros, Corey, for shipping to England. Gotcha. Thank you. Your carry the G is in the mail. That's all we got. I think that's all we got.
That's all we got. That was a million freaking Super Chats. It's amazing.
Thank you guys. Really appreciate
you. The support is always incredible. Cannot thank you guys enough for all the Super Chats. And thank you, as always, to all of our Patreon members. You guys are incredible. Happy hours tomorrow night. Can't wait to see it. Can't wait to see all of you. Talk some Packers. Revel in the Bears beatdown. And Carry the G Club members, you guys here on YouTube are incredible. So much fun, both here on Transplants. Watch parties every Sunday. So, so appreciative of all your support. Thank you so much. You got anything else for the fine folks out there, Corey?
Nope. Just want to beat the Falcons this weekend.
There you go. That's what I'm
see
talking
on the
about.
Watch party.
That'll do it for this episode of Packer Transplants. We'd like to thank everyone who makes Cheesehead TV part of their daily Packers routine. We are and will always be devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide.
I think it's a fluid situation, and we're I know you guys love it, especially Nagler. I can see you smirking at me right there. We're going to take it one day at a time, and just it's going to be fluid, though. That's all I can tell you.